eternal life and the urgency of living for Christ. The 10th anniversary edition of 23 Minutes in Hell, available where fine books are sold.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
What the country needs more than ever is certainty.
With those words, British Prime Minister Theresa May says she will stay on and form a new government after her political strategy fails yesterday. Here's Sharon Reed.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing calls to resign after her Conservative Party lost seats in yesterday's snap election. She called that early election to add to her party's majority in Parliament. Instead, the Conservatives are now 7 seats short of a majority.
The CEOs of Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft will be at the next White House tech summit. President Trump's American Technology Council is to meet on June 19th. The group, headed by Trump advisor Jared Kushner, was formed by executive order to transition and modernize government information technology. And Bloomberg News reports Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and Microsoft chief exec Satya Nadella are among the tech leaders who are going to attend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The Georgia woman accused of leaking classified intelligence information to the media pleading not guilty yesterday, and a judge then denied bail for Reality Winner during her first court appearance since her arrest last Saturday. The 25-year-old federal contractor for the NSA accused of taking government documents from that agency, giving them to the media. She reportedly took a report that detailed attempts by Russian intelligence agents to hack into U.S. election systems. That report then ended up published in the Intercept earlier this week. Hillary Clinton delivers the commencement address for Medgar Evers College in Brooklyn yesterday and says she was disappointed about losing the election.
Oh, I've had a few setbacks in my own life. And losing an election is pretty devastating, especially considering who I lost to.
Speaking to thousands yesterday at Barclays Center, she said she wished she could have flown in from the White House, but added, quote, I'm just as happy to be here anyway. Clinton did not mention former FBI Director James Comey, who was at the time testifying before Congress and has been blamed in the past for her defeat in November. And Taylor Swift's songs back on music streaming services. The pop star had pulled her catalog from Spotify 3 years ago, but her management team confirms on Twitter her albums are now back, as well as on Google Play and Amazon Music. Her team says the move's a celebration of her album 1989 selling over 10 million copies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
pre-1933 or go to pre-1933.com.
Invitation
is 60%. The rain should continue throughout the week.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. It's Hands Across Hunterdon Time here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show, because I am with Hunterdon Helpline, and Hunterdon Helpline is the show sponsor of Hands Across Hunterdon every Friday morning, and we're glad that you're listening in. We've got lots to talk about, and lots to talk about of both Hunterdon Helpline, but also huge event tomorrow, Community Day, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Hunterdon Helpline will be there, along with quite a few other organizations in the county, whether they're nonprofits, for-profit businesses. It's going to be a great day. And it looks like the weather's going to hold out, but it's rain or shine. Don't let a little bit of cloudiness stop you from coming, because it's going to be a wonderful event. It's the fourth year, and it runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at South County, Hunterdon County Fairgrounds, and that is located on Route 173 in Ringo's. And it's been growing and growing, and people keep coming back for some of the key attractions that have been there before, like Michael Schwedick's Reptile World, and he'll be holding three live reptile shows throughout the afternoon. Hunterdon Healthcare is going to be there with face painting, as well as a fun obstacle course in partnership with its Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative, which the Chamber is also a part of. Hunterdon County Clerk Mary Melfi will be hosting a community shred event from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can just bring on your stuff and it will be shredded. It's just going to be a fabulous day, and it will include a petting zoo, pony rides, children games, bouncy rides, fire and rescue squad vehicles, and so much more, just for the younger crowd. For the older crowd, delicious food that will be there, also with Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering, Rita's Water Ice, Popcorn Nation, so much more. Again, just a wonderful time. We've been there all 4 years, and it's just, like I said, growing, growing. And the nice part about it is it's not just a great fest to participate in, to go to, but it's about community. And that's why it's called Community Day in Hunterdon County. And so you get to see a lot of the community agencies. You get to see a lot of the government agencies there. I know that the Cultural and Heritage Association has several different booths for all their organizations that are under their auspices. It's really, again, a fun event, a way to celebrate our community here in Hunterdon County, and I'm looking forward to it. So, like I said, Hunterdon Helpline is going to be there. Please stop by our booth, learn a little bit more about Hunterdon Helpline. What's interesting is that we are going to be 49 years old soon, and many people say, gosh, I've never heard of you. And I think, how could you not hear of us? But unless you need our services, oftentimes, or a family member or a friend needs our services, oftentimes, you might, you know, you just are not open to seeing you know, the information or our signage or the social media, et cetera, reaching out and telling people that we're here for them. And that's fine. But even if you don't use our services, we would like to ask you to contribute in some way, whether it's volunteering, whether it's making a donation, and keep our incredible programs, as in particular our First Assist 24/7, 365 days out of the year helpline. This is most important. There's a reason that we're still here after 48 years, and we need you to keep us going. So we'll be there. We'll have information about helpline, information about different events that we have coming up, as well as the opportunity to volunteer, whether it's to help our seniors, to help our adult literacy students. There's a lot of different ways to give of your time and effort, and it would be incredibly appreciated, not just by Helpline, but the people that we serve. And the people that we serve are your people. People that we serve are your friends, your family. So we're really not strangers to your own community, so to speak. But we need your help. And there'll be other nonprofits there as well, and they need your help also. I want to give a shout-out to GiveHundred.org. If you're looking for volunteer opportunities or donation opportunities, whether it's for Helpline or another nonprofit, but you're not quite sure, visit GiveHundred.org. And we've got about 15 organizations listed there with information about who they are, what they do, and what they need, whether it's volunteers, whether it is monetary contributions or material contributions. Again, visit GiveHundred.org. We all need your help. We're not in competition. We just want to make a community that truly embraces its residents and makes sure that everybody can be on the trajectory towards success. So stop by our table tomorrow at Community Day. Again, that's 11 to 4 p.m. at South County Park, the Hundreden County Fairgrounds at Route 173 in Ringo's. And it is rain or shine. Admission is free. And Hundreden Helpline will have a booth there. So, again, please stop by, get some literature, sign up to volunteer. And if you need more information about us, obviously, go to our website, www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc.org. And we also have a translation center, so if you need to speak to us in a language other than English, we have a variety of volunteers who are available in Spanish, Portuguese, Japanese, Chinese, German, French. The list goes on and on. So don't hesitate if there's a language barrier to reach out to us. 1-800-272-4630 is our 1-800 number. That's 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And I'll be back to discuss some of the great things that have happened with Helpline and are about to happen with Helpline after these short messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdenChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit hunterdonchamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. Here on the Chamber Internet Radio Station, I'm Susan Lax. I am Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. Started out as a volunteer many years ago and ended up working for the organization. That's how much I love it, and it is my passion, and I want to share some information about an event we just had, which I think illustrates that passion, not just for me, but for other people in the area, for Helpline, but also for people who are, as our show is called, through their hands across Hunterdon, and give back, pay back, and make a difference in the community. So on Wednesday evening, we had a fabulous town crawl, this time in Frenchtown, and it was just, first of all, it had been raining, as you all know, the rain has not let up, and suddenly the skies opened up in time for our town crawl in Frenchtown, which started at 5:30. So we had fantastic weather. But the wonderful thing about the town crawls is it's not just an event for Helpline, but it is also an event that celebrates the town that we have it in and also honors a deserving recipient for the Hands Across Hunterdon Award. And for Frenchtown, it was resident Eric Fiorito, who apparently is all over the place in terms of giving. Every event, every need, it's absolutely amazing. There was a chorus of people who said his nomination was so deserving, and we were very glad to be able to present him with the Hands Across Hunterdon Award for the difference that he makes in his community. But it was a very special evening. The town crawls that we have started, I guess, oh my gosh, 3 years ago now, are sort of Helpline's answer to that annual dinner. You know, we all, as nonprofits, have that annual dinner. We thank all of you for the work that you have done to keep us going. It's to educate you as to what we've done over the course of the year. And needless to say, it's a fundraiser. Well, we try to do something a little bit different twice a year, and we call it the town crawl. And basically, it's a combination progressive dinner and pub crawl. No, we don't go from pub to pub, but we do go from restaurant to restaurant. So we have appetizers at one restaurant. We have the entree at another restaurant. And then finally, dessert is at another restaurant. And it also combines culture and art. And so we did that this time in Frenchtown on Wednesday night, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. It's an opportunity for the people who come out, who buy the tickets, to really see the town, not just go to one venue, but go to a few venues, and also to stroll the area. And I'm always just thrilled about the people who come because they definitely want to do the walking. Unfortunately, sometimes I can't do the walking if I'm running ahead to the next venue to prepare for our guests to get there. But I've done some of the walking, and it's just really nice that people take the time to really, you know, stop and smell the roses, so to speak. So we really love these town crawls, and people give us great feedback of just how much they enjoy it. So we started the crawl in Frenchtown, at Galasso's Ristorante and Pizzeria. And by the time we left there, that was supposed to be appetizers. Well, it might as well have been dinner. It was just amazing. Guido and Joe, the owners of Galasso's, you can't imagine the spread. I do encourage you to go on Facebook, Huntington Helpline's Facebook, to see the pictures because, you know, dinner and dessert were not necessary after the spread that that Guido put out for us. And it was delicious. It was just absolutely amazing. And we thank him for participating. Then we strolled on over to the National Hotel, where owner Pete DaCosta welcomed us for dinner. And had fabulous dinners, three different choices for people. A wonderful, their dining room was just really engaging and a really great place to sit and talk and have a wonderful, good time. And we had Frenchtown Council President Michelle Liebtag give a presentation about what's going on in Frenchtown, all the wonderful things that they are doing to make Frenchtown the attraction, or keep Frenchtown the attraction that it is, I should say, and all the fun events that keep people engaged. And, you know, Eric Fiorito, who was the recipient of the Hands Across Huntington Award, he said in his talk with me that he loves Frenchtown so much, there's no other place, New Orleans, Europe, no other place that he would trade it for. And listening to Michelle talk about it was wonderful. And what's nice about the town crawls, too, it's a nice eclectic group of people who generally come. Unfortunately, because we do it in three different venues, we can't have 100 people in one place at a time, so the tickets are limited. That's why, actually, we do it twice a year. But this was a group combining Huntington Helpline homies, if you will, supporters, Frenchtown residents, and then people who just wanted to experience the town crawl. So it was a really great group of people, but you could tell from the Frenchtown group that they are involved, engaged, and wedded to this town, that it is their place. It is their bit of heaven, and that was really just really wonderful to see, and how people are so connected, and even the people who weren't residents, people who had come to Frenchtown for dinner, for some of the events. You know, Frenchtown's doing a really good job in terms of, you know, attracting people, keeping people, and really making it a thriving, vital area. So that was really great. So then we walked on down from the National Hotel all the way down to Love and Oven. And like I said, the weather was incredible, just absolutely incredible. And the Love and Oven owner, Julie Klein, she provided the desserts for our dessert. And right next door is Art Yard. So we had the dessert and art in this fabulous space. The first time I went to Art Yard, I was just absolutely amazed that this is here in Huntington County. I had the good fortune of going to Mass Mocha in Massachusetts. And I think of this as a little Mass Mocha. It just is just a great space to exhibit art. They have a theater to screen films. I can't say enough about it. Jill Kearney McDonald has done a fabulous job with it. She was on hand to talk about the space, to talk about Art Yard, and also the artist. And in fact, the artist is going to be there tomorrow if you wanted to stop by. Fabulous exhibit. And it was just, you know, I just love the cultural aspect that we're able to bring to the town crawl, because it's a fitting way to end the evening, just strolling around this art space with dessert and coffee, camaraderie with the other guests, great conversation. It was just absolutely awesome. And we presented at that time Eric Fiorito, his Hands Across Hunterdon Award. And I knew that he was a perfect recipient for this. But his words in accepting the award, I mean, truly had me in tears. He was actually in tears from it. And the love and his conveyance of connection to Frenchtown was just amazing. I mean, he said things like, there are other people in the town who are so deserving, the police department, the fire department. He named people, the government council. It truly was, I guess, an illustration of how connected he is to this town and his appreciation of it. And I really, I wish that for all of us, that we can live in a place that we absolutely adore, feel comfortable in, comfortable having our children there. Eric moved there with his wife, Grace, who was also on hand for the evening, 10 years ago. And they wanted a place for their children to be able to go to a small town school. They wanted to be able to stroll a downtown. And they wanted to feel as though they could make friends in the community. Well, Eric and Grace certainly, and it was obvious Wednesday night at the Frenchtown Town Crawl that, boy, have they made friends. Totally connected people. And I think, you know, some people miss out when they're not like an Eric and a Grace because they don't get that same feeling. They don't have that same reward. Clearly, here's a family that gives back, pays it forward, makes a difference. But you could tell that the reward's coming back to them. And the comfort level of being in this town is tremendous. Tremendous. And truly, I think, how many of us can say that? How many of us don't just, you know, nod to our neighbor as we're going to our cars in the morning? How many of us actually go to our local government meetings and see what's going on or involve ourselves in conversations or see that there's a need for volunteering at our local organizations? Because I think they're missing out on the rewards, and it's just absolutely thrilling for me to have been able to present the Hands Across Hunterdon Award to Eric Fiorito for all he's done for Frenchtown. And I also had a fabulous time because the food was unbelievable and the camaraderie and the conversation was great. We were all hugging each other goodbye at the end. And I just really, really appreciate everyone's participation who bought tickets, everybody who came, the restaurants and the art yard for participating. So please, you've got to see the photos. They're great. They're on our Facebook page, and you'll get a better flavor of what our town crawls are because we've got another one coming up in the fall, so you're going to have to pay attention if you want to get tickets for that. Short break, and we'll be back for more news about Hands Across Hunterdon awards, but also the work that Helpline does and what's going on with the other organizations in our community.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The decision comes down from President Trump when it comes.
Message and data rates may apply.
You're probably familiar with the term crash and burn. You know, a huge failure. But do you know the term burn and crash? That's when you take a fat burner that gives you a whole bunch of energy, but later you get the dreaded crash. Look, if you want to burn body fat, I mean really melt your fat during workouts so you look and feel great, try Lean Fire XT. It uses a new concept called thermovigilance that helps you burn fat from your waist, hips, thighs, all over, with virtually no jitters and no crash. For a limited time, every man and woman in America can try a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting LOW to 202020. Lean Fire XT comes from the award-winning experts at Force Factor, and it's already a top-selling diet pill at GNC because it works. Don't settle for less. Get your complimentary bottle by texting LOW to 202020. If you burn too much fat, please decrease use of Lean Fire XT. That's LOW to 202020.
And the weather report for this area begins today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Mostly sunny skies and a high near 78. And light southwesterly winds becoming westerly between 9 and 14 miles per hour. In the afternoon, winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. Northwesterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 75, and northwesterly winds between 5 and 11 miles per hour. Mostly clear with a low around 51. Westerly winds between 5 and 7 miles will become calmer in the evening. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. Partly sunny skies and a high near 76, though in between those clouds and rain, and calm winds becoming southeasterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday night, showers are still likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy skies, a low around 61 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. Monday, showers are likely. Clouds will resume with a low around 77 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. Monday night showers are likely, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57 degrees. The chance of precipitation remains at 60%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. I'm Susan Lax, and we've been talking about events. Tomorrow's Community Day at Hunterdon County, South County Park, and that's located on Route 173 in Ringo's. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hunterdon Helpline will be there, as well as so many other organizations and attractions, entertainment, so many different things. Unity Bank is going to have its tethered rides with its Unity Bank balloon. There'll be Rita's water ice. Madalena's is always there with its cheesecake and catering truck. Michael Schwedick's Reptile World will be there holding three shows. Oh, so many people are doing so many things. We've got an amazing presentation from Hunterdon Healthcare, as usual, along with ShopRite always has a great booth to visit. And I hope we see you there. Again, it's 11 to 4 p.m. tomorrow at South County Park, the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds on Route 173 in Ringo's, rain or shine. We talked about the Frenchtown Town Crawl, say that 10 times fast, that Hunterdon Helpline had on Wednesday night, and shouted out to the participants of that and the attendees. And we had a fantastic, fantastic time. But I'd like to talk to you about a couple of other things that Helpline has coming up. One of them is the outrageously fantastic Salsa Night. And that is going to be July 15th. And that's 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. If you haven't come to a salsa night, you are missing a bunch of wonderful things. For instance, dancing in the streets to live bands. For instance, incredible food, whether it's the wonderful restaurants on Main Street or the food trucks and restaurants who come and line the streets on Main Street for salsa night. You've got an amazing array. And I always say that that's another reason why it's called Salsa Night. Of course, we celebrate the Latino culture in our area, but what is salsa but a combination of ingredients put together? So we've got everything from the American hot dog to an empanada to Italian food. We've got it all, and it's just that wonderful mix and of flavors all over. So if you start at 4 p.m., you can hit every one of them by 10 o'clock. And I actually do try to get a little taste in of something from each of those venues. Vendors galore, from clothing to accessories to for-profit businesses that have services and products that they will be showcasing, nonprofits such as Helpline, who will be there to let you know what the community services are in your county. And it's just amazing. We're going to have dance lessons again. Always have our dance lessons. Sponsored by ShopRite as the signature sponsor. And they've been doing it for years, and we are so grateful. If you've been there before, you know that they take up a good portion of the streets and give out freebies and just fun and good information about food, etc. And we are also going to have Unilever as our entertainment sponsor. And Unilever has a variety of different businesses under its auspices. One of them is Knorr's, and I'm sure you've heard of them, because if you like hollandaise sauce like I do, I don't have a pantry that is void of my Knorr's packet at any time, so I can whip up some hollandaise sauce when I like it, or some dip. And we are just absolutely thrilled to have them as our entertainment sponsor. And, of course, Unity Bank and Huntington Healthcare, the Cultural Heritage Commission, PSI, and, oh, my gosh, the list goes on and on of the people who support us each and every year. And we are just incredibly grateful. Because Salsa Night, I believe, is one of, if not the biggest events in Huntington County. More than 5,000 people come to this event, and we just have a blast. It is just amazing, and the music is always great. We have two live bands coming again this year. You can't get better than that. And it's absolutely wonderful. This is Rain or Shine, too. And just to show you how much people like Salsa Night, I've had people call up when it's been raining in the morning and saying, "We're coming. You better still be putting it on." I said, "Absolutely. Absolutely." And we don't just get people from Huntington County. We get people from all over. Pennsylvania, New York. We've even had folks from Connecticut come on down to Salsa Night, and we appreciate that. It's just an amazing fundraiser for Helpline and for our division of Huntington Hispanos, and we are so glad to be able to have taken it over from that organization when it was a freestanding nonprofit. And of course, we have to give a shout out to Pete Vasquez, who is the original founder of Salsa Night when he owned Uncle Pete's restaurant on Main Street. And last year he came. He always tries to come, even though he's not hands-on involved anymore, but he's my consultant. If I ever have a question, I could always ask Pete. And the year before, we actually gave him an award for his incredible service to the community, and in particular to bringing us this incredible event called Saul Sinai. So it is amazing, if I say so myself. If you want to come, again, admission is free. It is July 15th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. And if you want to be a vendor or even a sponsor, we're still taking sponsorships. And believe me, we give you good marketing value for your sponsorship. Just give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And we'll send you off a packet. Or you can email Salsa Night, all one word, at helplinehc.org. That's Salsa Night at helplinehc.org. And just ask us for a packet. We'll send you the information. We still have some space available, and everybody's welcome. We are very excited. Again, 2017, we think may be our fifth year and doing this all by our lonesome, but it has been in existence more than 10 years now. And so we're very, very happy to continue this tradition. And I believe it's very important to Hunterdon County. It celebrates who we are. It celebrates our diversity. It celebrates us coming together in terms of businesses, government, nonprofits, and all with the great time of music and art and all kinds of interesting things that our vendors bring to the event. So if you're interested, like I said, 908-782-4357. Or shoot us an email at salsanite@helplinehc.org. We can't get enough of Salsanite. Visit us on Facebook to keep it going. You can also see us our information on the website at www.helplinehc.org and some photos from previous years. Again, more than 5,000 people come to this event. It's our biggest fundraiser. We appreciate when people come. We want the businesses who participate to, you know, have a good time at the event. And so we're happy for the people who attend. And also the businesses on Main Street. It's a wonderful way to showcase them. And they have been, in past years, getting more and more involved, and we appreciate that as well. So a lot of good things coming up. We've got other events down the pike as well, again, I want to have you go to givehunterdon.org and see the other nonprofits in the area that are going to have events and who need your help. So many of them. Good News Home for Women, Family Promise, Hunterdon Drug Awareness, Casa Shaw, the YMCA, Youth Services, on and on. All of us coming together to share our resources and get the education out to you of the fabulous work that we do and what we need from you to continue going. So that's givehunterdon.org. And I will be back after this break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, the host of this show. And I've been talking about the various events that are going on. You just heard about Community Day tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at South County Park. That's Route 173 in Ringo's. It is the home of the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds, so you should be familiar with it. Lots of great attractions, lots of great information about your community, wonderful things from Unity Bank's tethered rides on its Unity Bank balloon. Hunterdon County Clerk Mary Melfi will be there hosting a community shred event from 11 to 3. Hunterdon Healthcare is going to have face painting as well as a fun obstacle course in partnership with its Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative that they do with the Chamber of Commerce and many of the businesses in the county. So many different things. We're going to be there along with some other nonprofits, so you can get information about what kind of resources there are in your county. And a shout-out to some of their sponsors, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's, obviously the Chamber, Hunterdon County Government, and the Cultural and Heritage Commission. And all of which are so important, I think, not just to Community Day, but each and every one of these organizations contribute every day, to making our county a great place to live, work, and play. Every one of them do. They don't just wait for once a year to sign up for an event and to give money. They are there all the time. I'm very familiar with these organizations, and they are not just supportive of what's going on, but they bring their own programs and services to the community, as well as sponsor or support the ones that other organizations are doing. And I really feel that it is a culture of giving here in Hunterdon County that makes us what we are today, makes us a vibrant county, a good place to live, good place, first of all, to send your kids to school. I can't think of any other place I'd rather send my kids, and they've graduated from Hunterdon Central, and I have to say the proof is in the pudding. I think that their education at Hunterdon Central really catapulted them towards their careers that they're now engaged in, towards their higher education degrees. And so I think that was really one of the best moves to move into Hunterdon County because of that. But as the executive director of a nonprofit here and seeing people in action on a daily basis, again, not just at one day, once a year, not just at a community day, not just our sponsors of Salsa Night, but every day, reach out to this community, be there for this community, makes a huge difference. And with a social service agency such as Helpline that gives 24/7 opportunity, assistance to those in need, whether it's support for seniors, whether it's support for children and families, physical and mental health resource support, employment services, community information. That's what our first call for help does in our community. And we do that 24/7, 365 days. We could not do it without all these other organizations, businesses that step up to the plate. This is very, very important. Last year at Community Day, Jersey Mike's, which is now a sponsor of the entire event, put on a booth strictly to help Helpline, strictly to raise funds for Helpline. You know, you can't get better than that. That's huge. That is huge. And it is just absolutely amazing when we think about all the other organizations. Unity Bank, ShopRite, those people, we know them. We know them personally, us as residents of Hunterdon County. Why? Because they are engaged. They are not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. And it's amazing to me that all these different businesses, very different in nature, very different in what they provide the community, work together like this. It is truly an asset of Hunterdon County. And when we look at economic development, which I know that the freeholders are committed to, and I support, because our clients who receive services from us, who are in need of jobs so that they don't have to have other social services, for Freeholder Board to be committed to economic development, we're all going to win. We are all going to win. Our work connectivity program matching Hunterdon County employers with Hunterdon County residents and potential employees is all about that. How do we uplift the economic development? How do we uplift the workforce here in Hunterdon County so that all people can benefit? All people are reaping the fruits of this area. So my hat is off to the freeholders for trying to do that. And it's obvious when we have all these organizations supporting these events, being accessible to all the organizations who are trying very hard to make sure that all of our residents get what they need, all of our residents succeed. This is what should attract more people to our area. This is what should attract businesses, because a business coming into Hunterdon County means it's going to be embraced by the other businesses. It's going to be embraced by our government. It's going to be embraced by our community, by our residents. And again, I don't think you can get better than that. You can go into another area and have anonymity and just hire the people that you need to hire, what have you. But when you're truly part of a community, your business is going to excel. It's going to take off. It's going to be an entity that matters. And that's success. That is huge. And it's huge with corporate social responsibility, reputation management, all those things that go into running a big corporation. But more importantly, you become troops on the ground, not just a building, you know, off the highway. And I think that should attract more corporations. I think it should attract more workforce opportunities, more housing, all of those things. And it's very important that we continue to work with each other, that we continue this wonderful trajectory, if you will, of engaging people. And I want to say this as well, because Hundred and Helpline, I said this earlier, 48 years old, we started out as a teen hotline. Now we're a helpline for everyone 24/7. Our clients who are in need, and we are responsible for knowing what the other organizations do, because that first call for help to helpline, we don't just say, well, we have a program ourselves. What we say is, okay, we're going to put together a plan for you that involves all the organizations for a holistic solution. So that's huge. But Helpline sees what we do here. And all that work that goes into this is complemented by the other organizations, is complemented by the government. And so when we talk about the workforce, can we provide the workforce with the community services that it needs? And that means jobs, that means housing, that means child care, that means transportation. By all of us coming together, we can. It's pretty simple. By all of us coming together, we can. And that's what Hands Across Hunterdon, this show, and also our Town Crawl Awards is all about. So I look at Community Day tomorrow and I say, you know what? If you're a member of the community, where should you be tomorrow? You should be at South County Park, enjoying yourself, the whole entire family, 11 to 4. There's a lot of different events going on this weekend, and you know what? You can manage them all. I'm sure of it. I'm going to try, because it's going to be a fun weekend. We're Hunted and Helpline. If you need us 24/7, we're your first call for help. Please give us a call at 1-800-272-4630, 908-782-4357. Visit us on the web at helplinehc.org. It's been a pleasure, and we'll be back next week.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The decision comes down from President Trump when it comes to the Paris Agreement.
So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
Following Trump's announcement in the White House Rose Garden, leaders from Italy, France, and Germany announced that Paris Climate Agreement cannot be renegotiated. Here's the French President, Emmanuel Macron.
I reaffirm clearly that the Paris Agreement remains irreversible.
Job creation figures for May, more than a little disappointing. The Labor Department.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says a hearing yesterday confirms what President Trump has said all along.
The president never suggested that Mr. Comey let Flynn go.
That's President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Mark Cassowitz, reacting to former FBI Chief James Comey's testimony before a U.S. Senate panel yesterday. Cassowitz saying the president does take issue with one of Comey's statements.
The president also never told Mr. Comey, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty, close quote. He never said it in form. And he never said it in substance.
Comey had testified that he did ask a friend to leak notes that he had taken of the meeting when Michael Flynn was discussed. Now this morning, President Trump is tweeting saying, wow, Comey is a leaker. The president also saying firsthand he feels completely vindicated. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right. And it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Hopelessness. Darkness. Agony. Unimaginable heat. 10 years ago, a man experienced something so horrifying that it continues to captivate the world. In the 10th anniversary edition of 23 Minutes in Hell, Bill Weiss recounts his experience of what can